Okocha. Got your first summer look at these guys here. Overall, what were some things that you saw that you liked?
Well, I mean, I thought we made some plays. You know, I thought we caught the ball fairly well and threw it fairly well. You know, we did some good things running it too in the team segments. You know, and had a couple, you know, nice reads on the quarterback run stuff. And you know, defensively, I thought that we played coverage pretty well when we did our 7-on-7 segment. Thought we matched up nice job in man coverage. So be able to do that. And I think they're starting to understand the zone better. So it's good to get out here and work against somebody else that's going to do something different. You know, coverage-wise, they showed a couple things that we don't do, and so it's good for our quarterback to see that. And just kind of a change of pace going against somebody else and different linemen and, you know, varsity guys on varsity guys.
Yeah, and I know you like to do that a lot in the summer, just go to places like Trenton West. I know you work with four a lot over the summer, teams that you don't typically see, just to get a little bit different feel for some different things.
Yeah, we came down here today, and we're gonna go to Centralia later in the summer and hook up with them, and then Flora's gonna come to our place, and yeah, you know, Flora's different offense than Trenton, and Centralia will be a spread, and you know, have some good athletes, and so just try to get around, see a little bit different people, things we don't see during the season. Not a big fan of going against conference teams. We see them enough, so we try to get out and find some guys. And that's the cool thing about coaching. You hang around long enough, you get some good relationships. And Coach Colin was the coach of Mater Dei when I did my student teaching. So we've kind of gotten together in the summer, and we're both about the same thing, you know, trying to work to get our team better. And basically we just called it a practice today and not really worried about anything but each other getting better and staying healthy and working hard. So I was glad we were able to come down here and get some work in.
It helps doing something like this whenever it's not a conference opponent and it's not a team that you have to worry about trying to scout you for the regular season.
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's just it's a better environment. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, we'll slow it down and we'll look at this and call it back up the line and fix something, you know, and they do the same thing. And so it gives you a chance to see, you know, I can do this, I can do that. We need to work on this, work on that. So yeah, it's a good situation. And sometimes you go to camps or go 7-on-7 tournaments and you know, they kind of throw out, you know, don't do what you would normally do during the regular season. So it's big that we run our stuff against them and they run their stuff against us, and gives us a chance to see something different. Offensively, they were different, so that's good for our defense. You know, our defense sees a lot of spread and receiver formations and things like that, and they had a bunch of tight end stuff and wings, and so we'll see that during the season. So it just gives us a chance to see somebody else, and we try to pick our summer opponents based on that a little bit too, so we see a variety of styles of play. And our conference is fairly diverse in how people play football, so it's good for our defense. I feel like that's something that sometimes that wing T power run stuff we've had a little bit of struggles against in the past defensively, because we don't see it a lot in practice. So we try to find some people that want to play like that and you know, kind of match up better with our conference opponents. So a little bit of strategy in all of it, but you know, good day. Kids worked hard, got out here and beat the heat a little bit. So we'll regroup and go get a plan for next week on our field day and try to start fixing some of the things we saw today.
You touched on how well Andrew threw the ball today, and for a guy who spent most of the time last year a receiver, he looked pretty good at quarterback.
Yeah, he's got a knack for it. He's played some snaps there in underclass, and that was our backup last year, you know. And anytime you lose a guy with as many yards as Matthew had, it's always tough. But you know, Andrew's kind of our undenied leader. You know, he's a senior and two-time All-Conference player as a safety, and you know, a guy that we expect to step up and lead us. And he's got good poise, good athleticism, good knack for the position. So we expect him to get reps this summer and step right in and do the job.
Yeah, and that's something that you've had to do a lot the last few years. Matthew Wells had to step in the shoes of Richie Well, and then Matthew Hagee had to step right into Matthew Wells' shoes. So it's something that you're kind of used to at this point.
Yeah, this would be the first time in a while we haven't done it with a sophomore who had 3 years to go. So we got a senior quarterback we know will be a one-year guy. But he's a guy that's been in our system and knows what to do. And then next year we'll be back to trying to figure out who's going to be the quarterback of the future and let some young kids battle it out. So, but yeah, it's different. But like I said, Andrew's been around the offense. He ran receiver, got reps at quarterback before. You know, he's been around these guys as a young kid, and now he's a senior. And like I said, expect him to be able to run the offense, and we'll play to his strengths. And And I think he throws it pretty well, and I think that, he's a good runner, so we'll be able to do both.
Yeah, he ran the option pretty well, too, and I know that's something that Matthew Hagee was really great at, was just getting outside, and both of those guys, as fast as they are, as athletic as they are, keeps defenses on their toes.
Yeah, if you can read somebody, it's less guys you have to block, and we like to try to put that on the quarterbacks. You know, our offense is pretty quarterback intensive, and if the quarterback is a good player that can execute, it puts us in a good spot offensively, and we put people in conflict, and so hopefully we can do that. And like I said, his grasp of the offense will help, and it's just a matter of finding five linemen that can play together. We've got a couple guys with a little bit of experience back, and so it's just going to be trying to piece that together, because you really got to get together and work as a unit if you're going to be able to do what you need to do.
Yeah, everything that you do offensively, whether you're a pass first team or run first team, it doesn't matter what you do as long as you don't have a good offensive line, you're going to be pretty hard to get the ball moving.
For sure. I mean, yeah, we're going to try to strive for balance and be able to throw it and run it, and like we always do. And we'll see how our identity develops over the summer and the season. It starts up front, and we got to be physical, be able to run the football, whatever way that might be, and then be able to protect and keep our quarterback on his feet so he can throw it.
Yeah, and yeah, a couple guys who saw some great time last year. Carson Lutz was the guy who was a primary starter. Jaden Rosetto got some time in alignment, and outside of those two guys, not a whole lot of guys saw varsity time last year.
No, that's the thing. They got in some mop-up duty, and we got some guys play Monday nights. We had some juniors that played Monday nights, and that's kind of been our tradition. Juniors step in as seniors and become good players, and I think we got some guys that are seniors that have been waiting for their chance, and I think they're poised to jump in there and play big roles, as seniors. So our senior class isn't huge in numbers, but I think we've got a good core group of kids that are ready to jump in there and make some plays.
And you've definitely, in the past, you've seen success with those guys who have had to wait their turn.
Yeah, for sure. We've had guys that didn't start as a senior, end up being all-conference players, and play and also be role players in our offense, our defensive lines. We had guys step in at play receiver as a senior and be a valuable option catching the ball. So just never know. You keep working at it, and stick with it. We call them program guys, and we feel like if you're going to be successful every year, you're always going to have a handful of program guys who have been kind of biding their time, waiting their turn, and fighting for playing time, and then when they get their chance, taking advantage of it and seize the opportunity.
It always helps whenever you have someone who just wants to get the ball in certain opportunities, wants to show what they can do, and wants to do whatever they can to help out the team.
Yeah, we'll see how it all plays out. We got some guys with some ability, and we'll just kind of see how it all pieces together. It's possible that we may package people up based on different types of formations and what we're trying to do, and try to play to their strengths. We'll just see. We're still learning about some of our guys, and days like today are good for that. You can see who can do what and who has a handle of it in a game-like situation, and then switch the formations around, give kids a chance to try to do some different things to see what they're good at.